Chapter 1. I was in my room completing my homework when my mother called me. I bookmarked my maths textbook and walked down the hallway, hearing a conversation in progress. We had visitors, a regular event in our household. I entered the living room and saw my parents on the couch with a trio I'd never seen before. "This is my daughter, Alma," Mum made the introductions in Bosnian. "This is Arnesa and her husband Nermin, and Arnesa's mother, Enisa."
"Bože sačuvaj,"
Arnesa said, which meant God forbid. Her mouth formed an O in surprise as she scrutinized my face.
"She looks exactly like Sabiha."
"Who is Sabiha?" Mum asked.
"Esad's other daughter," Arnesa said. "We saw Bara a month ago in Melbourne."
I didn't understand what this stranger was saying. My father had another daughter? I looked at my mother for help.
"Essa doesn't have another daughter," Mum said.
"Yes, he does. Sabiha, from his first marriage with Bara. She's the spitting image of her father and sister,"
Nermin nodded to me. My legs felt weak. My father was married before? I turned to my father, hoping to get confirmation this was all a lie. His face was white.
"Alma, return to your room," Mum commanded.
I walked down the hall, hiding in the alcove so I could eavesdrop.
"How could you not know?" Arnesa demanded. "Bara was 4 months pregnant when you moved to Hobart."
There was an awkward silence before Mum jumped in.
"Bara told him the child wasn't his."
"Aren't there tests to find out?" Arnesa said.
"After all, you both know that she wasn't of sound mind."
"Do you have Bara's phone number?" my father asked.
"Of course," Nermin said.
I heard the ping of an SMS. Nermin must have sent my father the phone number in an SMS. My father passed in front of the hallway and went to his study, closing the door behind him with finality.
"My apologies. Maybe we should reschedule this visit," Mum said, walking our guests to the front door.
I inched down the hallway and closer to the study. Mum closed the front door after our guests and walked to stand in front of the study door to eavesdrop with her back to me. Dad initially spoke in a regular voice and then shouted,
"You should have told me she was my daughter."
Mum opened the study door. Dad was staring at his phone with a distraught face, tears streaming down his face.
"What am I going to do now?"
He fell into Mom's arms, his sobbing rending the air.
Beep, beep.
I opened my eyes, staring at the glaring white ceiling before me. I lifted my arm and hit the snooze button, discombobulated that I was reliving the most traumatic day of my life in my dreams again. Even though it had happened 3 months before, I always woke up from this dream with the same feeling of betrayal and shock. I dressed, trying on half a dozen outfits before settling on jeans and a black and white stretchy top. My new school had no uniform, and I debated long and hard about what to wear. Mum's advice was black pants and a white shirt. "It's a good idea to be smart casual," she'd said. But I was afraid that was too formal. I went to the bathroom, washing my face and looking at my frightened green eyes in the mirror. I tried to tell myself that everything would be all right, but if I had learned anything up until this point, it was that things can always get worse. I practiced my smile in the mirror until my cheeks were sore. It was important that it looked careless and natural. A mask that I could hide the quiet terror filling me. I stretched my lips wider and pushed my cheeks deeper into my face. That would have to do.